AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. South Korea's new president Lee Jae-myung vowed to restart talks with North Korea and strengthen a trilateral partnership with the U.S. and Japan. Lee, who rose from childhood poverty to become South Korea's leading liberal politician, formally began his term on Wednesday. The snap election was triggered in April by the removal of then-President Yoon Suk-yeol over his imposition of martial law last year. Iran's supreme leader has criticized an initial proposal from the U.S. in negotiations over Iran's rapidly advancing nuclear program.
The remarks by Ayatollah Ali Khamenei colored in a red line, one that says Tehran refuses to give up enriching uranium in any possible deal with the U.S. That demand has been repeatedly made by American officials, including President Donald Trump, though it remains unclear just how much envoy Steve Witkoff brought it up in his initial proposal to Tehran. But what Khamenei did not say in his speech matters as well. He didn't reject the talks, which Iran views as crucial for its economy to lift some of the crushing economic sanctions it faces. Khamenei also didn't insist on any specific level of nuclear enrichment. Iran now enriches uranium up to 60%, a short technical step from weapons-grade levels. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Elon Musk has blasted President Trump's big, beautiful bill of tax breaks and spending cuts as a disgusting abomination. Speaking with reporters, House Speaker Mike Johnson was asked about his reaction to Musk's criticisms of his tax bill package.
With all due respect, my friend Elon is terribly wrong about the one big beautiful bill.
The comments come days after Musk's celebratory send-off in the Oval Office, marking the end of his role leading the Department of Government Efficiency. Musk's business interests stand to lose from Trump's bill, which would slash funding for electric vehicles and related technologies. This is AP News. A man who's identified himself as one of the New Orleans jail escapees, released videos on social media while still on the run from authorities. In a post on Instagram, jailbreak fugitive Antoine Massey says he's asking for help.
Who I was in the past is not who I am today. So I'm asking for the media. I don't even have a lawyer to help me. I'm asking for help. That's why I ran.
An official says authorities searched a home a little over 2 miles from the jail late Monday where they believed Massey recorded the videos. He was not at the home, but police did locate some clothes they believe he wore during the filming. Closing arguments are underway at Harvey Weinstein's New York sex crimes retrial. His lawyer portrayed him Tuesday as the falsely accused poster boy of the Me Too era. A prosecutor, on the other hand, said the former movie mogul preyed on less powerful women he thought would never speak up. Closing arguments are set to wrap up on Wednesday. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.